This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A lawyer who specializes in sex abuse cases is asking for a federal investigation of a private school in Newton. The Fessenden School is one of dozens of schools featured in a Boston Globe spotlight report on allegations of abuse at private schools in New England. Lawyer Mitchell Garabedian is trying to determine what legal action to take against the school. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Attorney Garabedian compares the allegations against private schools to those from his clients who were sexually abused by Catholic clergy.
It's time to clean house. This is the tip of the iceberg. I've been doing this over 20 years now. Obviously, these educators did not care about children. They only cared about their wallets.
At Garabedian's office today were two of his clients whose cases Garabedian is reviewing for a possible lawsuit against the Fessenden School. 57-year-old John Sweeney alleges that not only was he molested by staffers at the Fessenden School decades ago, he says he saw other students abused as well. Sweeney, who went on to serve as a Green Beret, says the abuse led him to have drug and mental health problems.
Fessenden has known for years, okay, about the rape and the exploitation of minors. They turned kids at my school into drug addicts and raped them.
64-year-old Adrian Hooper attended Fessenden in the early 1960s, but he ran away because of what he says was a climate of abuse at the school. Hooper says he's coming forward now to encourage other students to do the same.
I can't tell you how much I would like other students that even witnessed any abuse at these schools, not just Fessenden, but all these schools, to come forward and tell us their stories.
The Fessenden School released a statement saying the school is saddened and apologizes to those who were harmed. The school says it has looked into these allegations in the past and has offered counseling. It says it hopes the victims and their attorney wish to re-engage in mediation. But Garabedian says a federal investigation is needed.
It's fine that they're sending out these letters of condolences, but it's too little, too late. Step up to the plate. Allow independent investigations to go forward, truly independent.
Garabedian is also asking Fessenden to release its records of abuse allegations, including any records of confidentiality agreements. Those are where accusers settle with an institution for a certain amount of money in exchange for not publicly talking about a case. Garabedian says he's representing 11 people who allege abuse at the Fessenden School, and he expects there will be more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.